Welcome to the 2-Bit Cypher. I am your host, D Breeze, aka Petty Picasso. Welcome to episode 2. And today I want to discuss being okay. And is it okay to not be okay? And my answer is abso-fucking-lutely. You know, when I think about my life, my problems started from not being okay, you know, and not having someone to talk to about not being okay. You know, I grew up with my grandmother and it was just really old school. You know, we didn't really talk about our feelings or anything like that. And, you know, my parents weren't around, so I couldn't really talk to them. And even if I could, that's where the problem lies, right? So imagine, you know, trying to confide in the problem being young, you know, so that's not going to work. So, you know, what do you do? For me, I tried to just bury my feelings. I tried to manipulate my feelings and just keep it moving. But what does that lead to? You know, that leads to what I call being dead inside. You know, it's kind of a numb feeling. You've manipulated and hidden your feelings so much that they almost feel like they're not there. So you're just walking around like a zombie almost, even though, and you're probably the only person that, you know, knows that, because you're smiling, you still got the smile on your face, you're still laughing and all this, and nobody knows it but you, because you're really good at just hiding that. You know, as you do that for so long, you get better, right? And then nobody knows but you. And so now, and what does that do? That just really compounds the problem. So now you're just adding problem on top of problem. And, you know, for me, it would always come out in these random just emotional outbursts. And that, to me, I look at it now, that's just my feeling saying, hey, we're still in here. Okay, you got to figure something out. Otherwise, you know, we're just going to keep exploding so you can hopefully realize we're still in here, you know, because to you, you think you don't have any. Honestly, you kind of trick yourself into thinking you really don't have feelings. And then you have just these events that show you that you really do. And when I started healing, you know, I started thinking back like, okay, let's unpack. Let's, you know, really, you know, take a look at, you know, under the hood. And one thing that helped me was when I wasn't okay, it wasn't even really my fault. I was so young. So it's kind of like, okay, you know what? I can't control that. And, you know, growing up or even getting older, you start trying to go back in time and say, you know what? I can fix this. You can't. You can't change anything. There's no magic genie. There's no time machine that we can go back. So you have to really just accept it. And then once you start to accept it, you start to feel okay. Like, okay, you know what? I can't, you know, do anything there. There's nothing I can do. I might as well just accept it. And then you start to feel better about it. And, you know, another thing when it comes to being okay, I want people to, you know, not be okay themselves, but also find you some people that you can not be okay around when things get really bad. And for me, you know, I've had some people around that were around back then when I was cutting up that are still around. Those are my people, the people that just said, you know what, we don't know what's going on, but there's something going on. And we're not going to judge or anything like that, you know, because if you're anybody like me, being judged over your traumas or who you are is one of the worst things on this planet. So now, like when I think back, that's one of the reasons I cut people off. If you're coming off as judging me, we have an absolute problem. But there are some people that, you know, let you be you. And even if you don't have anybody in your life, you can find online, right? That's one good thing about social media and what I do. You can find a spot to at least express yourself. And that's one thing that I try to do with my content and my, you know, social media presence, is give people the space to express themselves, because even if it's not the same as having somebody in person, it still helps. And at this stage, when you're, you know, dealing with trauma and things like that, sometimes all you need is some help or just a space where you can say da 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 and you're understood. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, you can tell me pretty much anything and it's gonna be understood, you know. So another thing that I do is when I start, you know, when things start getting shaky, I stop. You know, I think people are moving too fast. You know, the world is moving fast and they don't give themselves time to, you know, self-diagnose. So one thing that I do, I completely stop and I figure out what's going on. Is this something that's natural or is this something that, you know, somebody else is doing? Because if it's something that somebody else is doing, we got to correct that. We got to fix that. You know, or is it something that I'm doing, right? Let's take a look at our day to day. What are we doing? And then, you know, let's figure it out. And if it gets even worse than that, you know, I will go to my people and say, hey, let's just talk. You know, let's go get something to eat. And once you really start healing, you start to realize that that's okay. That's super okay. You know, but you got to give yourself time to figure out what's going on. You know, I think it's very crucial if you're healing to find time to figure things out. You know, otherwise, again, that's still compounding the problem. So now we've went from one problem and we've compounded it like three times. That's extremely hard to navigate. You know, it's extremely hard to navigate life feeling that way. So we gotta, you know, get into some things. Like I said, you can do it online, you know, or if you got some people in your life, trust them, or at least try, attempt. Just say, hey, you know what? I got something to tell you, you know, and then see how it goes. And if not, then you already know you got to deal with that. You know, I'm to the point now where my life is just, hey, you're either here for me or you're not. And I'm going to be here for you, right? That it's a two-way street, but I don't finesse anything. You know, I used to finesse things, you know, back in the day. Let's just finesse this friendship. Let's just try to make this work. That as you get older and start figuring shit out, that's not going to work. That finessing shit doesn't work. So I just say, all right, well, we just got to go our separate ways. I got my peoples, you know, and for me, I only need two or three. You know, I got a few more, but I only need two or three and I'm good, you know. So with that being said, I just want to encourage people to know that it's okay to not be okay. And when you're not okay, try to self-diagnose it. You know, I like the self-diagnosis because sometimes people aren't around. So if you can self-diagnose it and, you know, kind of mitigate it or ease it, perfect. And then talk to your peoples on top of that. But I always encourage to try to figure something out on yourself because other people are not always going to be around. And that's just the nature of it, right? And you can get caught in, well, I don't have anybody to talk to. Okay, well, we got to figure it out ourselves then. What are you going to do? Just continue to fake it till you make it? I'm not a big fake it till you make it fan at all. Them days are over. We're going to talk to somebody. So, you know, with that being said, I just want to encourage you. And even if you don't now, you can check my space out. You know, my page is dedicated to providing a safe space for people like me who are healing and who are, you know, have experienced, you know, a lot of trauma and are just trying to figure some things out. So, you know, let's work on that. Let's keep this healing, self-love, you know, whatever you want to call it, mental health journey going. And if you like the episode, please like, share, subscribe, you know, do all the things and stay tuned for the next episode. Pettyluia.